before independence, all the islands would have had that style of flag, a blue flag with a Union flag in the corner, and then some sort of badge. And today you still get Australia and New Zealand have exactly that design. And there's one other place that has it that's now independent, which is Tuvalu. It has a light blue flag with gold stars on it.
Some countries have wanted to put their colonial past firmly behind them by getting rid of the Union Jack. Other countries, not. Is there any sort of explanation for this, or is it all sort of individual country reasons?
It's one of those things that you need a very determined prime minister or head of government to push through a change of flag, because there's usually an awful lot of inertia not to change it. So I'm thinking of the big ex-colonial powers that carried on with a Union flag on their flag for many years after independence. Canada is, I think, the one that sort of had the greatest effort to change its flag and its identity. So Canada used to have a red ensign, in their case, a red background with a Union flag in the corner and the coat of arms of Canada in the fly. And then I think it was Prime Minister Pearson in 1965 persuaded the legislature to vote in a new flag, which is the one we see today.
Of course, people get very passionate about flags, don't they? They rally around them. They are the symbol of a nation or a group within the nation. They're very powerful symbols.
And that's why it's so difficult to change them. Because when Australia and New Zealand have these debates, which they do quite frequently about should we change the flag, somebody always points out that Australian and New Zealand soldiers died under this flag. So shouldn't we keep it for that reason?
So from a personal point of view, as a man who has studied these over many, many years, what type of flag would you say was a favoured type of flag for you?
One of my favourite flags is South Africa, because it was created to do a job. At the end of the apartheid era, when Nelson Mandela was being made president and the constitution was being rewritten, they needed a new symbol for the country, one that everyone could unite underneath. So the original South African flag was connected with apartheid, and they wanted a new flag. And the South African flag actually breaks most of the rules because it's got six colours on it. And really, that's far too many colours for a flag. Two or three is what you normally aim for. South Africa's got six. But it works. That's the amazing thing. And it actually helped to create the country of South Africa. It's called the Rainbow Flag, and the country's the Rainbow Nation after its flag.
So coming back to Fiji, what would you say could be a good way forward? They're opening up this to popular votes, to a competition, to design a new flag for this beautiful South Pacific island. What should be on it?
I suspect that what the Prime Minister is getting at is things like sugar cane and a British lion probably shouldn't be on it.
Mm.
Because they're, as you say, they represent the colonial past. So what does Fiji want to say about itself today? Some countries go for where they are in the world. So, for instance, Nauru's flag, which is not that far away, is blue with a gold line that is the equator, and underneath it is a white star that represents the island itself, because the island lies just south of the equator. They could use Fijian emblems that have existed for centuries and been used on either buildings or on canoes or, you know, wherever they want to use an emblem to indicate we're Fijian.